They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel. We welcome you once again in an extremely interesting and informative series of Madani Channel called World of Angels, in which we learn the names of the angels, their events, their affairs, their responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and how many angels exist, what abundance of angels there are, their creation, and a lot more. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if you stay with us, your knowledge will immensely increase. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we will learn that at what sacred places do angels, malaika exist? How does a haji attain blessings through that angel? At what places do angels supplicate and shower blessings upon hajis? We would also learn that what is the Qibla of angels. This is very interesting. What is the Qibla of angels? And which place do angels perform Hajj at? InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, all these topics we will try to cover in today's episode. Before all this, let's listen to a virtue of Durood Sharif, of sending peace and salutations upon Noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Therefore, once Muqarrab angels presented themselves in the blessed court of Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And do you know who these four Muqarrab angels are? They are Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam, and Hazrat Sayyiduna Izra'il alayhi salam. So these four angels are called Muqarrabin. They are the Muqarrab angels in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Muqarrab means very close. So they're very close to Allah Azza wa Jal, the most closest among all the angels. These four angels are the most closest in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, their rank and status is higher and greater than all other angels in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal. So all these four angels, who are the closest to Allah Azza wa Jal, they once presented themselves in the court of Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the one who would recite Durood Sharif upon you 10 times, I will make him cross the bridge of Sirat with the speed of light. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I will quench such person's thirst on the fountain of Kawthar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam said, I will stay in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal until Allah Azza wa Jal forgive that person. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Izra'il alayhi salam said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who would recite Durood Sharif upon you 10 times, I would take his soul with such softness the way I used to take the souls of Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wassalam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how blissful it is to recite Durood Sharif in the court of Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? How many blessings we are getting by just reciting Durood-e-Pak 10 times in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu salam. And after hearing all these virtues, after hearing all these blessings, if still we are negligent and heedless and lazy in reciting Durood-e Pak in the Bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, then who can we blame other than our own selves? We would be extremely deprived if we do not make a ma'mool of reciting Durood-e Pak in the code of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam after hearing all these blessings, all these virtues. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, do you know that who was the first one to perform Hajj of Ka'batullah Sharif? Who was the first one who was blessed with performing the Hajj of Ka'batullah Sharif? In this relation, let's listen to a Hadith Mubarakah. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, entire earth was spread from Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema. And angels used to do tawaf of Baytullah Sharif. Malaika, they used to do tawaf of Baytullah Sharif of Khanai Kaaba. And these angels are the first ones to perform tawaf of Khana Kaaba. So we learn from this blessed hadith that Malaika, angels are the ones, the first ones to perform tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif. And the entire earth was spread from Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafun wa takreema. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when Hazrat Sayyidina Adam safiyullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, then angels met him. Malaika, they met Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. The angel said, O Adam, Allah Azza wa Jal has accepted your Hajj. We performed Hajj of this house 2000 years before you. So, they not only gave the glad tidings to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam about the acceptance of his Hajj, but also told him that they performed Hajj of the same house 2000 years before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. So, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, what did you used to recite when you used to perform tawaf? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam asked the angels that, what did you used to recite when you used to do the tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif? The angels replied, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. This was the tasbih that was mentioned in the quote of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the angels, they replied to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam that we used to recite Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. There is one another tasbih, and this is also called tasbih malaika, and it is very easy. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once said to Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan, shall I not tell you the tasbih of angels? Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan said, please do tell us. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. What was it? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. So, this is very easy tasbih, and we shall make it a routine of ours to recite this tasbih as much as we can. This is another hadith mubarakah in which beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are two sentences which are very light on tongue, they are very beloved to Allah azza wa jal, and they weigh extremely, very heavily on the scale of mizan. They are very heavy in the book of deeds. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. So this is the tasbih of malaika, tasbih of angels, which we should also adopt to, so we can also acquire its blessings. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam told beloved sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan about the tasbih malaika, the tasbih of malaika. And also we've been told in this hadith mubarakah that these two sentences, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim, they're very, very light on the tongue, but they're very beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they weigh very heavy on the scale of mizan. And above all, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, these two sentences are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else do we want? If our Rabb, if our Creator is pleased with these two sentences, then we shall adopt the habit of reciting these two sentences as much as we can. InshaAllah Zawajal, we will see its blessings in both worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, you know how big a fortune it is for us to perform tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif. Try to understand this from this hadith mubarakah, that whenever Allah Azza wa Jal sends any angel to earth for the fulfillment of any task, then that angel seeks permission in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to perform tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif. So the angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to earth to perform any task, that angel seeks permission in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal if he can perform tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif. When he is granted the permission, then that angel descends from the sky reciting La ilaha illallah and perform tawaf of Khana-e Ka'bah. And as human beings, how fortunate we are that we can go and perform tawaf again and again and again. And this all will increase our righteous actions and will increase good deeds in our own book of deeds. And look at Malaika, how importance they would give and how fortunate they would consider themselves if they would get the permission from the court of Allah Almighty to perform tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability, the privilege, the honor of doing the tawaf of Khana Ka'ba Sharif. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to present ourselves in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam with extreme humbleness. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, InshaAllah Zawajal, now we learn a very astonishing and amazing fact. It is very informative. Please listen to it with full concentration. You would have heard the name of Baytullah. Khana-e Kaaba is called Baytullah. Undoubtedly, you all will be familiar with it. Bayt means a house. And in real fact, Allah Azza wa Jal is the owner of the whole universe. So, He Azza wa Jal is the owner of every single house. So, every house can be called Baytullah in those terms. But as a special worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is performed in Khana-e Kaaba, that's why it is called Baytullah. And that special worship is Hajj. You would have heard the name of Baytullah and you probably think that there's only one Baytullah in this universe. Or some might think that there are two Baytullah in the universe. No, this is not true, my dear Islamic brothers. Let me tell you how many Baytullah there are in this universe. There are 15 Baytullah in this universe. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, there are 15 Baytullah in this universe. In this relation, let's listen to a hadith mubarakah. Therefore, the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, out of 15 houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, Khana-e Kaaba is one of them. So out of the 15 Baytullah which exist in this universe, Baytullah Khana-e Kaaba, which is situated in Makkah Mukarramah, which we perform Hajj of, we perform Tawaf of, that is one of the 15 Baytullah that exist in this universe. Which are those 15 houses which beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned? Let's listen to it. Aqa-e-do-jahan Rahmat-e-Alamiyan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that seven out of those 15 Baytullah are on the earth, and seven are on the sky, and one is on the arsh, which is called Baytul Ma'mur. So, seven Baytullah exist on the earth, seven on the skies, and this makes up 14, and one Baytullah is on arsh, which is called Baytul معمور. All these 15 Baytullah are situated on top of each other. So all these 15 Baytullah are situated on top of each other. To understand it better, as an example, we can say that all 15 of them are aligned together. So the 7 Baytullah that exist on the earth, we all know that there's 7 earths. So the Baytullah that exists on our earth, then there would be another Baytullah on the earth beneath, and then on the in the earth beneath, and so on and so forth. Similarly, the Baytullah on the first sky, then there will be Baytullah on the second sky, and so on and so forth. And then this Baytullah called Baytul Ma'mur on Arsh, on Arshi Azam. So all these, all the way from Baytul Ma'mur, all the way to the Baytullah of the skies, to all the way to the Baytullah of the earth, all these are aligned in one straight line. They're all aligned together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that every Baytullah has a haram, and Allah Azza wa Jal has created such creations that keep these Baytullah enlivened all the time. The way you see that Khana Kaaba remains alive and enlivened all the times. At all the times, worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is being performed around it. Tawaf of Khana Kaaba is being performed. Similarly, tawaf of every house is being performed every single moment. Every house has a haram, and some creations from the dwellers of earth and skies keep it enlivened. So, all that Baytullah that exists within earth, all that Baytullah that exists within the skies, the specific creation of that earth, specific creation of that sky, keep that Baytullah enlivened all the time. Like Khana Kaaba Sharif, that is enlivened all the time, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. The bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal keep doing tawaf of it. The righteous bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal keep worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal over there. Similarly, every single Baytullah in the earth and in the skies in Baytul Ma'mur is enlivened by the creation that exists in those skies, in those earths, and on Baytul Ma'mur. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you would normally see that Hajis go to Khana Kaaba and perform its tawaf. Those who perform tawaf, do you know what their rank and status is? Those fortunate ones who are privileged, who are blessed with performing tawaf of Khana Kaaba, do you know what their rank and status is? Let's listen to a hadith mubarakah in this relation. Therefore, Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, narrates from Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal feels proud in front of angels on those who perform the tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. That see how my bondsmen from all over the world bear the hardships and come to Baytullah Sharif and perform its tawaf. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the place of worship of angels is called Baytul Ma'mur. And once they finished offering their salah, they then descend to the earth and perform tawaf of Khana Kaaba, of Kaabatullah Sharif. After performing tawaf of Kaabatullah Sharif, they present themselves in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and send Durood Sharif in the court of beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After this, they return back, and until the Day of Judgment, they will not get another chance to come back. How fortunate us humans are that we can present ourselves again and again in Kaabatullah Sharif and on the blessed Rozae Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But look at the angels who, despite worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal every single moment, despite being sinless, despite being ma'asoom, they are only given one chance, only one opportunity to present themselves in Kaabatullah Sharif and in the bargah, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. But look at us human beings. Even after committing so many sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to present ourselves in Ka'batullah Sharif again and again. To present ourselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again and again. Gives us the opportunity of repenting from our sins again and again. But how heedless we are. How drowned we are in the ocean of sins, in the depth of sins, that we, just because of the curse of our sins, because of our own laziness, negligence, heedlessness, we are so far away from repentance. We don't have the yearning to go and visit the blessed Kaaba Sharif. We don't have the yearning to go and visit the blessed Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But look at the angels. That whenever an angel is descended on the earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel on the earth to perform a task, after performing the task, the angel asks Allah azza wa jal for the permission of performing the tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif. Do we have the same urge to ask, to supplicate in the court of Allah azza wa jal to give us the ability to perform the tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif? Do we have the same yearning, the same urge to ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, to plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to call us in their blessed court? Having this urge, having this yearning is another honor that one can be blessed with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the honor, the privilege of having this yearning, this urge to visit the blessed Ka'batullah Sharif, to visit the blessed Rosa Sharif of Aqa alayhi salatu salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to supplicate wholeheartedly for the hazari, for our presence in Ka'batullah Sharif, in Khana Ka'aba, and in the blessed court of Aqa alayhi salatu salam. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, there's another narration that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Sayyidina Adam Safiyullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam to earth from the paradise, then he azza wa jal commanded him that, O Adam, construct a house for me on earth which would be in the same line as my house on the arsh, for which you as well as your children will perform tawaf of. The way my angels worship me around arsh. And like our Hajj is performed in Makkah Mukarramah, similarly, do you know where is the Hajj of angels performed? Our Hajj is performed in Khana Kaaba, in Makkah Al-Mukarramah Sharif. But where is the Hajj of Malaika, angels performed? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ta'us, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, says that Baitul Ma'mur is on the seventh sky, right opposite Baitullah, right in the line of Baitullah. The day we perform Hajj of Baitullah Sharif, angels perform the Hajj of Baitul Ma'mur on the same day. So while our Hajj is being performed on the earth, Hajj of angels, Hajj of Malaika is being performed around Baitul Ma'mur on the same day. My dear Islamic brothers, we know when Hajj is performed, Hajis throw pebbles, they throw stones on Shaitan al-Rajim in Mina. But one question would often strike our minds, that hundreds and thousands of Hajis come every year and throw pebbles, they throw stones on Shaitan. Despite hundreds and thousands of Hajis throwing stones, where do these stones go? Why doesn't a pile of stones gather? Where do these pebbles go? It is an extremely important and interesting question. It was asked to Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the Hajis that throw stones, Hajis, they throw so many pebbles at Shaitan, where do all these pebbles go? Where do they disappear? Why doesn't it gather up a pile of pebbles? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that Allah azza wa jal appointed an angel upon them. So upon those pebbles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed an angel. On every single one of them, on every single pebble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed an angel. The pebble the stone that gets accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angel picks it up, and the one which does not get accepted, the angel leaves that. So we come to know that the reason behind a pebble not piling up is that pebble which is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angel which is appointed on that pebble picks it up. Therefore, they don't pile up. And those pebbles which are left behind, they are for those people whose throwing of pebbles was not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you would be familiar with Rukne Yamani. What is Rukne Yamani? Rukne Yamani is one of the four corners of Ka'batullah Sharif. Please note that every corner from the four corners of Ka'batullah Sharif has a name. Let's learn what the names are. The corner where Hajre Aswad, the black stone, is situated is called Rukne Aswad. One corner is called Rukne Shami. One corner is called Rukne Iraqi. And one corner is called Rukne Yamani. Whilst mentioning the virtues of Rukne Yamani, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, 70 angels have been appointed for Rukne Yamani. In some narrations, it is also stated 70,000 angels. So all those who pass from there whilst performing tawaf and make du'as in the meanwhile, then those angels say Ameen upon their du'as. So Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed various angels at Rukne Yamani, and when someone passes by Rukne Yamani whilst performing tawaf and makes any dua, all those angels that are appointed at Rukne Yamani by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all say Ameen upon the dua of the Haji that is passing by Rukne Yamani and making that dua. There are few angels appointed at Rukne Aswad 2. This is the corner where Hajre Aswad is placed. And Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that there are so many angels of Allah Azza wa Jal appointed at Rukne Aswad which are beyond count. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with this blessing too. May we also be blessed with the privilege of kissing Hajre Aswad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability as well to perform istilam of Hajre Aswad. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you would have heard about Maidan-e-Mahshar. This is situated near Makkah al-Mukarramah, where Hajis stay on 9th Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal feels proud in front of angels on the Hujjaj-e-Karam who gather in the plains of Arafah and says that look at these bondsmen of mine. Look at these bondsmen of mine who have come to me in severe conditions and covered in dust. You would have seen that Hajis cannot even remove dust from his body. Neither can he cut his hair nor can apply fragrance. Instead, Allah Azza wa Jal likes the state in which they are. Covered in dust, untidy hair, and the du'as that they make in this state, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts their du'as. And Allah Azza wa Jal feels proud in front of angels that look how my bondsman is present in my court covered with dust and in these severe conditions. We mentioned Hajis gathering on 9th Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram. In relation to 9th Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram, there is a beautiful saying of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that when 9th Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram comes, mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends towards the first sky so that Allah Azza wa Jal can feel proud about you in front of angels. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal says, look at my people. How have they come to me to perform Hajj? They have come from far away in severe conditions, saying Talbiyah, be witness that I have forgiven them all. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as you know that how many blessings, how many virtues there are of Makkatul Mukarramah Sharif in relation to the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed there. And the Haji that performed Tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif on every corner, their angels on Rukne Yamani, on Rukne, on where the Hajar Aswad is situated, and as they pass by, the du'as that they make, the ma'asum angels, they say Ameen upon the du'as that they make. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to also do the tawaf of Ka'batullah Sharif, to make du'as at Rukne Yamani, to make du'as in front of Hajar Aswad, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a share from the Ameen of Ma'asum angels upon our dua as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know my dear Islamic brothers, that at the end of every episode, we mention one kufriya sentence in relation to angels, so that we can also abstain from such sentences. So inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, today, the kufriya kalima, or the belief that we will learn, is again from the remarkable book of Amir Ahl Sunnat called Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein sawal jawab. And it is said that to say that Allah Azza wa Jal sent Malakul Maut to take someone else's soul, but he took someone else's soul, he has committed a mistake. To say this is kufr. To say this is disbelief. The one who has this belief, and the one who says this, gets excluded from the fools of Islam. Because angels cannot commit a mistake. So we shall abstain from uttering such sentences that are against the Sharia, and at times a person loses his Iman because of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remember what we've heard, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to pass this knowledge unto the others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command.